It off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, it's Hollywood Connections! With your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and Reese's Pieces herself, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese! All right, ladies, lights, camera, action, you're on.
Thank you, Peter. First, I want to say welcome with everybody driving today and listening to our show on 106.1 FM. We are super excited that you have joined us, and also 104.3 FM. But from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Lola, the station owner. And what would you like to say to Lola?
Oh, thank you very much for all the FM stations. But don't forget, 1340 AM.
That's right, just in case. But when you get home, you want to hear the whole show, go to 1340
AM. Yes, that's the foundation.
Right, www.1340, actually, tantalk1340.com. There we go.
Yes.
Anyways, Peter, how are we doing phone calls? I know we have a list of people calling in shortly.
We're good on calls, sir, so far, so we're good to go.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we have King James here today. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm doing good.
Good. You look great. You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So you have a fashion show coming up. We've been doing fashion shows for a while.
We just finished a fashion show.
I know.
I mean, well, you were the judge, you and Mama. And I just sat and enjoyed it and took some nice pictures with the models. And looking forward to the next fashion show coming up, which I'm looking toward Indian Rocks Beach right now. There's a nice place, Taipan Alley.
Okay.
We haven't eaten there before, but there's a nice beach adjacent me, the Taipan Alley, and if you go to the drum circle and go back to Taipan Alley, you'll be huge discounts for people that want to come there.
Now, have a date set up yet?
I believe not this Friday, next Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday. So okay. I'll be saying more about it, and there'll be more advertisement and flyers out.
Very cool. Yeah. And in the meantime, I know we have Daryl here. He did my taxes. There's Daryl. And he also has a tax service. And we're going to go to Daryl's tax commercial because let me tell you, if you still need your taxes, this man can do it. You're driving home. You're going, oh, you're right. Thank you, Dawn Reese, for reminding me. Here's the man. Let's go there, Peter. We'll be right
back. Do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Florida Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back. And you know, Yvonne, you know, the summer is so much fun. And I always want to tell people, you know, there are fun things to do. This is like the concierge part of my show. Mm-hmm. Splash Harbor has opened up, the water park. Mm-hmm. And it's a great little spot over at Indian Rocks Beach. And the number is 727-596-1348. And this is really great because it's about $25 to get in, but it's the whole day, like from 10 to 6 p.m. And I'll tell you, I have floated down the Lazy River a couple times, and I'll be there again this week. So if you want to go there, you know where the Holiday Inn is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe they want a drum circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be really cool. You know, people are drumming while you're floating.
drum and float that goes together.
That would be like a better than a rip your float. It'd be a drum float. I like that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to them tomorrow.
I will.
Okay, that would be cool.
I want to talk to James.
Yes.
I like your fashion show. I like what you're doing. I like the way you select your models. Because as we know, there's a certain type of image that people look for when they talk about models.
Right.
And I like it because you have all kind of different models, tall ones, yes. short ones, yes. a little bit on the full size.
Everybody wears
yes.
clothes.
And I like that. I like it's very unique.
Oh, sure.
Your models
thank
are very
you.
Unique.
Well, you're unique, see?
Oh, and thank you. And yeah. older people like me.
Exactly. Who I
was. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Divas come in all ages.
Yes.
Right?
And all sizes.
Yeah, all sizes. Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Well, I also, too, and, you know, this has been really helpful, too. I want to thank Busch Gardens because, you know, for my birthday, I went over and I really enjoyed myself with my husband.
Oh, that was nice.
Yesterday. But, you know, they have a special. And when you go there, this is really cool because it's a little, you know, promo spot. You buy this little container and you get free drinks all day long.
Really? Well,
so I think I had 30 iced teas yesterday because it was really hot.
It was hot. Yes, it's been hot down there.
And if you can see us live on the internet, of course, if you buy something there through the gift shop, of course, you know I have a hat tree at home.
I know you have.
Yeah, and so I bought a hat for like $26. But anything over $20, can somebody pick up this big bag right here? This was worth like $50. So I got this for $15. So me and my husband had so much fun. This is going to be used for the boat. Which is a really great deal.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And there's some fun rides over there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. For $15?
Bag looks like a boat.
I know. But, you know, for Busch Gardens, have you been there lately?
Oh, not lately.
When was the last time?
A couple of years ago.
Are you ready to go again?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And we're going to go very soon.
Okay.
And the roller coasters.
Go.
Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about that, too. I'm going to tell you.
We'll book a Dawn Reese tour. How's that?
Of Busch Gardens.
Hollywood Connections.
There we go.
Mama, Yvonne.
Yes.
Yeah, Hollywood Connections too.
Yes.
Well, we're excited because we're going to do that in February. I think we're going to take some people down, you know, to Las Vegas. But I have something really exciting to tell you, and I can't really announce it on the air yet.
Okay.
Because you're going to be doing something in Las Vegas.
Yes.
You've got something coming up. What day are you going there?
21st to the 24th of September.
Okay, so we have already booked you someplace for a big event.
Yes, on the 23rd, isn't it?
A Friday.
Yes.
And you're going to be a surprise guest on stage. And I can't tell everybody, but because it is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. And we're excited for
you. I'm excited because I've never been to Las Vegas.
I haven't either. But I'll be in Chicago. I'm going to miss it.
Well, that's okay because you're going to be down there with Carrie Brown and Sherry Gordy, and we're excited. And so, Peter, how are we doing?
We got Victoria and Miss Carrie Brown on the line.
Okay, we'll be with Carrie in just a minute. I know she's at 6:15. How are you, Victoria? Victoria, are you still there?
I am.
Thank you. Well, I have Yvonne here, and before Carrie Brown comes on, and I know that you're teaching, and you mean a lot to me because my mother loved your music. So this show is really dedicated to her as well. And you are a Christian singer, and you're just phenomenal. And I always thank God at the end of the show, which is not right. I want to thank him before the show.
Yes.
I do. And you are part of the before the show. So before we come back to you in just a minute, Peter, let's play that song, Holy Spirit. And if you haven't found Jesus, if you need to find him, this is the song to sit down and really, really search your soul and your spirit. And I will tell you, it is a blessing because this lady, I'm going to get her in Las Vegas as well. So as long as Carrie's listening, I'm glad because Carrie, I got another one for you. And we'll be right back with Victoria's Holy Spirit. And while Peter's just pulling that one up, Peter, are we okay?
Still trying to find it here. Hold on a minute.
Okay,
stand
no problem.
By.
Okay. And so just give me a minute. But you heard the song last time.
Yes, it was wonderful.
And it was
I
so
really
beautiful.
Enjoyed it. Yes, it's beautiful.
I agree. And so are we there? Okay, not yet. Anyways, while he's looking, while I have you two ladies on hold for a minute, Hollywood Connections, you're driving, you're wondering what my show is all about. It's to get you connected in show business. I don't promise anything. I open the door of opportunity for you to get you connected in show business. Bottom line, we have reporters on red carpet events. We have film directors, casting directors, agents giving you their information of what they're casting for TV, film, and print. Now, we've had America's Got Talent call me and say, Dawn, they took 7 talents to the top of the line. You've seen some of the directors that have been on. You've auditioned for some, Yvonne.
Yes, I did. Well, to me, the show brings the community artists or people who are not heard of or not known about, and they can listen to our show and they can get information from directors, from producers, things that they need to know if they want to be in the business.
Exactly. And they're casting for film and TV as well.
Yes.
Okay, Peter, do we have that? All right, let's listen to this full song, and Victoria, we'll be right back. Carrie, please stay on the line. We'll be right back. I need some help. So, Yvonne, what'd you think?
I thought it was wonderful.
Great. Carrie Brown, are you on the line as well in Las Vegas? Do we have Carrie on the line? Carrie, are you there? I think we're working for, actually, Carrie Brown, are you there?
I think he lost her.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
There you are. Maybe it's a delay. No problem. So, Carrie, what did you think of that song that Victoria just sang?
I thought it was beautiful.
It was.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can we get her?
It was beautiful. I was in a wonderful meditation with the Holy Spirit. It was beautiful.
I agree. And so, Victoria, we want to thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to get you on full next week because I know you're super busy. How's that? Victoria, we might have lost her in California, but that's okay. So, Carrie, can we get her to your showcase in Las Vegas, maybe?
Sure, by all means. You can give her my number.
Awesome. Well, we'd like to introduce Carrie Brown, and she is actually Miss Nevada Entertainment. And, Carrie, tell us, you know, you started out in this business with your son.
Yes, I did. I actually started out with my youngest son when he was like a mere 3.5 years old. Mm. And I didn't initially discover his talent. My mother did. But after that, she told me I was going to manage him. And that's pretty much how all that took form with my youngest son. And his name is Dwayne Anthony Turner. And from what I understand, they should be calling in today.
Yes. Do you know if he's on the phone? I'll find out. Because I think you sent me a song called Holler.
Yes, that's one of his newest songs. He sent me an MP3 last night. My sons still are in the music industry. And when I say my sons, all three of my children, I did manage them after the first, my youngest son. Then my oldest son came in with a group I managed called the Fourth Level. And then my daughter came in with her group, which was the MSST Dance Squad. So, you know, my kids were my management experience, but I like to think I did very well with my children, yes.
Fabulous. And also, too, is, you know, we want to announce that you're going to be bringing other artists on the show. But also, too, is we have some other artists that we'd like to have you here because we'd like to give you maybe the thumbs up from Miss Nevada Entertainment to see if they can come down to Sherry Gordy's showcase that you are her assistant to as well, correct?
That is correct. And by all means, just so I can make mention, we have a promotional format that we welcome all talent. So, you know, we are open mic experience. And so, you know, I'm here and I do my very best to try to make that happen for other entertainers.
How often do you have the open mic? Once a week?
Our open mic is every Friday night here in Las Vegas at our location.
Yes.
And your son, he's calling in?
Yes, both of my sons, Michael Brown and Dwayne Turner, should be calling in.
Okay, so while we go to Dwayne, I think he's on the line.
Awesome.
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
That's a son.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
So, Dwayne, you must be very proud of your mother because, you know, she has been bragging about you, her sons, and that's what a mother's job is supposed to do.
That's true.
And tell us, what have you noticed with your mom over the years that you can say was a memory maker with you and your mom?
For the most part, me and my mom were like road warriors. You know, we traveled to a lot of places. We did a lot of things. We experienced a lot of things. We met a lot of stars, met a lot of people, networked with a lot of people. One thing I can say about her is she's very persistent. She always made sure that we had something to do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we weren't sitting stagnant, you know, waiting for shows or waiting for gigs and stuff like that. We always had something to do.
Exactly. What do you do? You sing?
I sing, I songwrite, I produce, I engineer, I do it all.
And what are you doing presently?
Right now, I'm still doing the music. I'm still doing everything, you know, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. You perform in clubs or where exactly do you perform?
I haven't really been performing lately. I haven't performed that much lately, so I just want a lot of music.
Well, we have a song now, Carrie. The song that you sent me, well, Holler, was that your son?
Both of my sons. His oldest brother was Mike B, aka Mike B, and then my son Dwayne Turner. Both of them are on that song.
Okay, let's go to that, Peter. Let's hear that song, and we'll be right back with the both of you. Hold on, Carrie.
Every time I see you walking by, I say hi. to me if I don't have a girl like you. I know that it's such a shame now that you're running game just to be touching your body. You can trust me with your heart, your mind, and goodies.
Your goodies.
Tell me, could it be that you've been hurt before?
Hurt before.
I really hate to see you pretty looking pitiful.
Pitiful.
Tell me what to do so I can make you smile sometimes.
Sometimes.
You don't have to worry if I could just make you mine. Every time.
Every time I see you walking by, I say hi, but you don't say nothing back. I swear, one of these days you're gonna holler back. Every time I see you walking by, I say hi, but you don't say nothing back. I swear, one of these days you're gonna holler back.
Baby, I can be every one of your fantasies, girl, let me
kiss your neck or let me kiss your cheek. Girl, I'm a gentleman, but I can be your freak.
Yeah, we can take it there anywhere you wanna go.
Or we can take it slow, we can take it fast. I just can't let this pass.
So baby, why you gotta ask if I'm feeling your loving? The way that you move, and I'm loving. The way that you smile,
and I'm loving.
Girl, you got a nice style from your clothes, your walk, your talk, driving me wild.
Every time I see you walking by,
that was wonderful. Oh, I like nice. It. Very nice.
Thank
so,
you.
So how did you come up with that song?
It was just an idea. Constant ideas and constant thinking. Just, you know, just something that we came across.
So holler back means like you're not supposed to yell or just talk or...
No.
No.
Like, you know, she's, I gotcha. She's not going to talk back.
Yes.
Well, you guys have to explain this to me.
Well, it's well produced.
Thank you.
And that's what I first heard in the music. This is Daryl Madison with Paramount Celebrity Management Company in Tampa Bay. And I could hear the production is well produced. How do you promote your music? What outlets do you have your music playing on? Like iTunes or?
Well, right now I don't really have my music playing on anything. I've just been, you know, doing a lot of work. So
how many songs do you have completed?
I have a lot of songs completed.
Well, you want some suggestions? You got to get your music out.
Of course, yeah. Yes.
And I tell them that all the time.
That's the mother. That's the mother.
You have to get your music out. And let me tell you, when it's first happening, everyone is a little bit paranoid about getting their music out.
Yes.
Because they don't think it's going to be, they think it's going to be stolen. They think people are going to take their ideas. But if you don't get your music out, no one hears about it.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have to know, true artists always, always come up with new ideas.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So don't worry about people stealing your stuff. Let us hear your stuff. And yeah. And with iTunes and Cloud, you can generate some capital too.
That's true.
Because they're paying you royalties. Mm-hmm. And when a person copies your music from one format to another format, ironically speaking, it's being tracked. And you get royalty checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, and I'm talking from experience. I have two sons in the music business, and Richie West and Young Dredd out of Tampa, Florida, and they have hundreds of songs out there, and they're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, the real deal is that you can get concerts. People want you to be on their concert tours.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm telling you from experience, I've been involved in the entertainment business for over 25 years, and your music is well produced.
Yes, it was.
Well produced, and you guys got
potential.
A good song.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Great advice.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Daryl Madison. Mm-hmm.
Well, Carrie, we want to thank your sons for calling in. And also, we want to keep you on the line, Carrie. And thank you, guys. We'll keep you posted with some things that we're working on. And, Carrie, while you're on the phone, actually, I have another singer, which is my producer's sister. And we're trying to get her to Las Vegas as well. So she's going to sing something. Then we have Cameron Decker and Sean from Phoenix, Arizona. So take it away. Come on over here. Take my microphone. And your name is?
My name is Christine Blake.
And nice to meet you. And so,
nice to meet you.
There you go. Peter, you
ready? I'm ready. Let's do it. I want to introduce my sister out there, Christine Blake. Here we go with Evanescence and My Immortal. Enjoy.
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. And if you had to leave, I wish that you would just leave. Your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years. You still have all of me.
Ooh. Okay, so where are you performing?
Yeah.
Are you performing local?
I'm not really performing anywhere. I stopped because I was diagnosed with lupus.
Okay.
And that changed a lot of things. But I won honorable mention to sing with the Florida Orchestra when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to sign a contract when I was 21,
mm-hmm.
but I got sick and.
Well, at least you're back, and yeah. We're FM, and which is all good. And Carrie, that's a singer that we'd like to send over as well to
okay.
you.
Yes.
Now, I know that we have Cameron. Is he on the line yet?
He's not on the line yet, but we're getting a little bit of reverb back. So, and I don't know why that Evanescence instrumental was incorrect, but it didn't come off. But just to give you an idea about what she's been through, she has fibromyalgia, lupus. She's been through it. She's mm-hmm. a great mom. She works really hard. She's got a great voice.
Yes, she does. She has a good voice. Yeah.
She does. And she sang that, Carrie, without even having the instrumental correct, because I put it on and it didn't match up. So she loves to sing. She's always singing in her life, and I'm just so proud of her. I'm proud to be her brother.
Right. You're a good brother. I was going to say that. Peter, you're the best brother.
Isn't
brother.
That awesome?
Yes.
You're so blessed.
I have something to say about lupus.
Yes.
I knew about lupus. My cousin had lupus way back in the, oh my God, when no one knew about it. And it was really a tragic circumstance. But now today, there's much better medical treatment for lupus, and it's not like it used to be. So don't give up.
No, and don't. That's one thing
yes,
I don't do.
Because I know what lupus is about, and today it's much better than it used to be. Much, much better. Right?
Well, did you see that new that movie that was out? It was on Redbox. It was Miracles in Heaven. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that, anybody?
Mm-hmm. Miracles in Heaven, yeah.
Wow. Yes. I want to tell you, we watched that last mm-hmm. night, and we got to get that gal on the show because as well. But what an inspiration story for people, you know, mm-hmm. as well. And you've got such a brother and that supports you, and we'd love to have you come back anytime.
Yes.
And you got a great family, too. It's not just me. It's, you know, father, mother out there. Plenty of sisters, a great family,
wow.
and this is, you know, this is This is a Hollywood story right here. This is a person that keeps on working hard and doing her thing, and she's going to make it if she wants to make it. I believe in her.
That's right. We're going to talk after the show. We're going to do some interviews with you. Have a seat over here. Enjoy. I want you to stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We have another seat for her we can bring around. Let her just join
us. I like the idea you talk about family because I promote that. I promote family.
Oh, yeah. Don't go away. Well, let's bring a seat over here for you. Cameron, let's go to Cameron Decker's up. And Carrie, stay on the line for a second. Come fly with me.
He's not with us yet, though.
That's okay.
Okay.
I know we have Carrie and we have other callers calling in, but let's get Cameron's song on. Just text him.
We actually only have the instrumental. He didn't send me anything over.
Cameron Decker.
Nobody sent me anything over, so I got the instrumental. That's all I got at this point. So.
That's okay. So we have Sean on the line. We'll go to Sean. And Sean, hi, Sean from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Great. We're just getting our new feedback, you know, from this new FM, and we're on two FM stations and 3 AM, and we thank you for your patience from Phoenix, Arizona, to call in. Now, Sean is you tell us about your background, Sean.
So far in music, my background?
yes, your music background.
I'm a Jackson. I'm a first cousin of the Jacksons. And, you know, I've been doing music ever since 12 years old. I started in music, you know, professionally. I started professionally at 12 years old, you know, playing in nightclubs out of Chicago and Indiana.
That's right.
So I wound up doing a lot of things all over the United States. I'm on a few albums with a couple of people because, I was a guitar player at the time when I was doing a lot of stuff. A lot of churches, you know, doing tours with a lot of churches and stuff out of Minnesota, Gary, Indiana, you know, I've done a lot of things, and I'm still doing a lot of things. A couple of years back, I wanted to get out of the music, out of playing guitar, and get into producing and writing. So for the past 10 years, that's what I've been actually doing seriously. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I sent Peter some of your songs, and let's go to one of your songs. Which song are we going to play, Sean?
I think the one is, I forgot which one it was going to be first. I think it was I've Been Watching You.
Okay, that's a good one. We'll just play a little bit of that and we'll go into the next one.
All right.
All right.
I've been watching you.
Now, we also have another song, and we'll talk about that. I'm watching you, watching me, but you have a question
yes,
for him.
Yes, I wanted to know, what inspired you to write that song?
Well, actually, it was, believe it or not, it was about my wife. She was in the bedroom, and I was in my recording studio across the bedroom in another room, and I was just kidding around, and I just came up with the idea, but I wanted to do a lead sheet on that song, but I could never find, you know, any good vocalist to even do the lead sheet, from another cousin of mine, hopefully we'll be working together doing some material like that.
Yeah, because that's what I felt, that it was a concept that it sounds great, the beat is great, the intro is great, but we can add some storyline to it. And
right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm about. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was thinking. You need a song.
Right. But see, I had done a song, like I said, I had done it just messing around with my wife, and I was letting people hear, and they were like, man, that's a great song. When you do the lead sheet, and it was like I tell people, I'm in this business now as a producer and a writer because I'm playing all the instruments, I'm doing everything I'm doing. I'm just looking for good songwriters.
Right.
It's hard to. Good songwriters.
Hard
you know,
fun.
And
well, while I have you.
My back,
Right. Uh-huh. Well, I have you on there. Carrie Brown, are you still on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that is Sean. That's one of his songs, and I didn't want to forget about you. And then I want to go to another song, Sean, with you for a second, real quick.
Okay.
And then, Peter, do we have his other song? And, Sean, what other song? Because I want Carrie to hear this. Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What song are we playing, Sean?
This second one is supposed to be, I think it's love, one of them called Love Song.
How about Get Your Mind Made Up?
Mind Made Up will work, too.
All right, we'll
That's
do that one.
That's good.
All right.
It's musically, though. A lot of stuff I do musically because I'm not a singer. I'm, you know, I'm a musician. I play all my instruments and everything and arrange and write.
I mm-hmm. see that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know we have about 15 minutes left of the show, but Carrie, I just want to have you hear some of his beats and some of the songs, and you know, and he's a hop, skip away from Phoenix to Vegas.
Right. Yep.
Hey, I got a song that I was singing on there. It's called Love Song. I think we sent it in.
Right. He's going to look for that as well. And then
okay.
We're waiting for also Cameron Decker. He didn't call in, so we'll have him coming back in just a minute. You got the second one, Peter?
We got Cameron Decker. I don't know. I don't see the Love Song.
Okay, so we have, hold on a second, because we played those, both of you, hold on. So we have Cameron, and Cameron, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
First of all, we want to thank you so much for performing at the National Pageant. You were amazing on stage.
I thought he was wonderful.
You were on time for your sound check. We love that as being an artist. And Sean and Carrie, stay on the line. I want you to hear, Cameron Decker right now. And here we go. We'll be right back. Stay on the line.
Am I supposed to sing this device on the radio?
I think we got a little mishap there. Yes, sir, Cameron Decker, you're supposed to sing this song. So this
yes,
is.
Sir.
So let's start this over again.
Take two.
The guy that hosts the Creme Bublé show on Monday afternoons from 6 to 7, Mr. Cameron Decker, with Michael Bublé's Come Fly With Me. Here we go.
Okay. This should be interesting. I can barely hear the music on my phone, but okay.
Here you go.
It's a long intro, so it's just...
I'm gonna go.
It's a really long intro. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's fly away. It's really hard to hear, but that's a little something.
That's it. We're all just testing this out on this show today on how this works and for Carrie. Carrie, so he's a Cameron Decker singer. So we have a couple singers that you maybe would be interested. And then tell us, you know, how they get in touch with you in Las Vegas.
Well, they can contact me at 702-418-2532. And normally what I like to do, I get a feel for the artist, what they like to do, you know, the type of genre that they sing. We also, on our location on the show, Sherry Gordy Presents, and the show itself, basically what we do is we theme out at times. So I try to get the song to match up with the theme. for the concept of the show. Like, we previously just had a 70 show. And that 70 show, people are still talking about it. And our first official Friday night host, we called it E.C. Adams Groove Train. And so we did an old school soul train. We did the Soul Train line type thing, but we gave it a whole different twist. It was great. So we do all different type of variety things. But, again, we are inspired by Motown. That is Miss Woody's brand. And we just pretty much try to keep it in line with what Motown gave to the world. And they set such a high standard in music and entertainment, and as to what Miss Gordy is looking for in entertainment. So we do our very best to work with every artist that does cross our path and make those phone calls to us.
Carrie, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you have poets? Do poets and actors come onto your show?
I'm going to be honest with you, because we are live entertainment. And one of the things in entertainment, again, and I heard the gentleman, I really didn't catch his name, when he was talking with my son, being a
Daryl Madison. His name is Daryl Madison. And he was my son. He's my son.
Well, you have to really, because it's really not about us. It's about the audience. And you have to really screen it carefully, because you do not want to lose the attention of your artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the audience.
Okay.
Because, you know, and if it doesn't fit, it's not going to work. So
right.
With that being said, you have to find the right venue or the location of where maybe that type of music, or whether it be poetry, we try it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at our discretion, you know, or we may try to make it fit in to what maybe we're doing at that particular time.
Yes.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, it's hard to say, because you would not put gospel in a secular type atmosphere.
Of course.
And I really have to be honest when I'm saying that, because a lot of people don't really maybe think about what they're doing when they're doing shows, and then they wonder why it wasn't so successful. So I'm just going to say that you have to really take a lot into, you know, concern as to what you're doing when you're actually setting up shows.
Yes.
You have another question?
Yes,
Dan?
I want to know, what is the word for the week today? Could you give us the word?
Well, I was going to ask, oh God, because I thought I would be doing it in the beginning, but it's okay, because wherever it fits, it's
mm-hmm.
one thing.
We didn't forget it.
Oh, bless your heart, son. Well, what I prayed about, because everything I do, again, God has to be in it first, and I have to make, you know, pray about it. Well, this is what he gave me. He gave me Psalm 37 and 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So anything that you desire, first of all, you have to understand God gave it to you. So that's why so many of us have a passion, if it is your passion, in the music industry. Because I often tell people that ask me an honest question, you know, about mm-hmm. the business. I tell them, if you're in this thing for form and fashion, it's not going to work. Because it is a labor of love. This business will keep you up all day and all night if you love it. We eat, sleep, and drink it.
Right.
Because it's something within. And sometimes it's just like a machine. But some people do very well and are successful in this business. But mm-hmm. it's the heart of the matter. And when your intentions are right and they line up in the will of God, he will do exactly what he said. He will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Carrie, we want to thank you so much for calling in. I know we have about 11 minutes left, I think, and we thank you. We look forward to next week with your artist as well. That thank you, Carrie, for calling in today. And what a blessing
you
are.
So welcome. I am enjoying this. I'm having a lot of fun.
Well, we thank you so much. And
I can't wait to come to Las Vegas.
Yes, she's going.
I can't wait to meet you. I'm looking at you and
Dawn. She's the one that's going to do the surprise in Las Vegas coming up that we talked about. So Yvonne will see you in September.
Yes, I'll be there the 21st to the 24th.
Awesome.
Well, we thank you so much, Carrie. Again, everybody, thank you so much for listening our show on the FM channel. We're super excited. And also, Peter, now let's go back to Sean. Sean, are you still there? Sean?
He should be there.
Sean, are you still there?
Oh, well.
And I think he's gone.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Very interesting. Okay, we lost him. Maybe he'll call back. So anyways, the main thing is, so who else is on the phone?
We got the man from Busch Gardens calling in, and we also have Mr. VIP on the line.
I heard from VIP for a while.
We're going to have him on in a second, and let's just get the gentleman from Busch Gardens. How are you?
Kind of nervous now that you introduced me. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
So tell everybody.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. We actually, I met you on the train when we were going around,
yes,
and you
ma'am.
Were making me laugh, and you're laugh. Yes.
This is Don Reese, correct?
Yes, this is Don Reese. You're okay. Live on the air. While you're on that train, let me see if Peter can do that train locomotive sound here real quick. I know we have 5 minutes left. Peter, that train sound real quick. We got that train sound going?
Like I'm back home.
Listen. Okay, do your announcement real quick for Busch Gardens.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard the Serengeti Express here at Busch Gardens. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. Let's get into it. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm super nervous. I have butterflies literally coming out of my mouth right now.
But that's okay. We want to thank you, and we only have 5 minutes, but I'd like to have you come into the station tomorrow, you know, next week.
Next Wednesday, yes.
Okay.
That would be super cool, and we'd like to help you get connected in show business. How's that?
My goodness, I have your email. You'll have mine by the end of the day. We can do this.
Awesome. Okay.
Wonderful.
So we're going to
have you come back.
And then we only have 5 minutes left. And I know we have Mr. VIP on. And thank you. And you know, I'm finding talent everywhere.
Yes.
And don't you love that?
You always do that, though, Dawn.
It's always passing cards out. You know?
Everywhere she goes, she brings somebody to the radio show. She finds talent all over. It's wonderful.
I agree.
We got Sean and Mr. VIP on the line.
Hold on a second. We need Sean for a minute first.
Okay,
this is important. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. I also want to ask you about, I heard you had a Van Andre on your show.
Actually, I did. Let me just give you a quick rundown. I helped this person, you went under with Geppetto Jackson, and I opened the door. I played the CDs. I put him on the national pageant, and I really gave my all to help this artist. And I'm not his manager. I have no association with him. You know, is there something you'd like to say? Wait. What is that song? Peter, what is that?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Oh, yeah. How do you like that, Sean?
Oh, okay. That's my cousin doing.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, that's my cousin Mike's phone, yeah.
So you had something to say? You wanted to bring something to the table?
Yeah, about Geppetto, Andre Van. He calls himself Geppetto Jackson. I want to let everybody know about this guy because I did a YouTube video with this guy, but come to find out, this guy was one of the biggest scammers in the whole United States, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and that's all on that video because I dealt with some things as well, and like I said, I opened the door of opportunity, and I'm very disappointed and very hurt from opening the doors, and I'm just being honest live on the air. So, Peter, you know what? I've been told not to say anything, but I wasn't told to have somebody else say something about it. So, Peter, let's go into that clip I just sent you. Let's go.
You haven't given him any money, have you?
Just a little bit for his grandmother's operation.
Don't give him any more money.
Why?
You see, his ego has taken one shattering blow from a woman. And if he accepts charity from a woman, that is another blow. It makes my work so much harder.
Does that mean you'll see him?
All right, I'll see him.
That's wonderful.
But remember what I said. No money for him if I do this.
Okay, Sean, so that was a little, I didn't say it, but not to give him any money, correct?
I know that's right, but everybody better watch out for him because he's the most biggest con artist ever seen in the whole United States in my life.
Okay, so you're saying a con artist, so, you know, I can't really talk about that myself, and I got 5 minutes left, so I'm just going to have somebody else talk about him being a con artist. So, Peter, can you play that clip?
Who is the dirtiest, the rottenest?
Do you feel this?
The sleaziest, the sneakiest, the phoniest.
Thank you, Your Highness.
The trickiest.
Don't you ever have an emotion?
Anyways, Sean.
That's the right one.
That's the one. That's the one.
A little bit of homework on that. But, Sean, thank you. I really appreciate that, that you are giving that advice. And where can they see that YouTube clip?
That YouTube clip will be Jackson Truth. Everybody go to Jackson Truth. You'll find out a whole lot about this young man because he's unbelievable. That's all I can say. And there's also Don's site also.
Right. Well, I guess we're part two of your video because we opened the door of opportunity to have him on our show.
Yes.
And that's really, like I said, I open the door. I play artist and, you know, and I really try to help people. And I really want to thank you for calling in and really talking about that. We'll have you on next week again, Sean, and the other song as well. We'll make you, you know, kick off the show. And I thank you so much for being there and being there for my birthday and talking to me. You really healed my heart.
Oh, yeah. I had to do that because that guy's something else.
I agree. I totally agree. And again, Sean, I know we have 3 minutes left. And, Sean, thank you. God bless. We'll keep you posted. I know we have Mr. VIP on the line. Walter.
Hi. How are you, Don?
Oh, it's so nice hearing you, Walter.
Hi, Yvonne.
I was missing you.
Well, Walter, we now have 4 minutes left. And give us your acknowledgement of what we're going to talk about today.
Well, in reference to what we were speaking of, something closer to our time, in 1993, Will Smith was in a kind of a true story about a gentleman who walked into a very swank Long Island home and presented himself as the son of Sidney Poitier. Degrees of Separation.
Yeah,
basically a very smooth con artist.
Wow, what a story
kind
today.
Kind of similar to what we're speaking about in some reference, but had you ever seen or heard of the film?
Yes.
That was his first film, was it not?
It came out in 93.
Yeah.
And Will Smith, he was right straight from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. That was his first film.
One of his first feature films. And
what was the name of it? What's the name of the film?
6 Degrees of Separation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying that... you're connected in some way with somebody famous 6 layers down. But the story was, it's true, it's about a gentleman who walked into a very, very swank New York Long Island home and presented himself as the son of Sidney Poitier and racked up bills, did just about anything he wanted, until they found out that he wasn't the son of Sidney Poitier.
What happened to him?
But it is true, and it's about a person misrepresenting himself.
Basically, kind of similar. What happened to him after that, Walter?
You know, it's been so long since I've seen the film. This was on 60 Minutes, 2020. Mm-hmm. And even Oprah, I'm thinking, because of course they were presenting the film, but I think he spent time in jail. Because he racked up lots of bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what goes around comes around, and we don't wish it on anybody in that karma for sure, you know.
Exactly.
And Walter, we're going to have dinner, me, you, and Betty, and we have 1 minute left. I'm setting that up, so you're going to come to my house?
Yes, we're going to have dinner together. Can't wait.
We're invited, and we have 1 minute. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I hope you enjoyed the show. We have more producers, agents, casting directors coming up. Yvonne, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. And Daryl, thank you so much with your expertise on the artist as well today.
My pleasure.
What did you think of Carrie Brown and being at the showcase for Sherry Gordy?
Loved it.
Awesome. All right. Peter, thank you. And your sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
For being
here. I hope you had fun.
I did.
Awesome. So
Please come back again.
Yes, HollywoodConnections.biz. You can look for Dawn Reese on Facebook. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with some more exciting guests. All right, bye-bye. I think we're out. Bye-bye, we're out.
Bye-bye.